Well, I'm going to start off. I guess we need to first let our kids get back to children's church. Wonderful to have children in the church, is it not? Amen. Kids come right on through. Yeah. Have fun back there.
Not too much.
Not too much. Yeah. Well, I'm going to start off with a question that I will answer. I've got a few questions that we'll talk about in today's message. The first question is, who do people say I am? Who do people say I am? I'm talking about me particularly. And the answer is going to depend on who you ask. If you ask Jan, she'll say, I'm a husband. If you ask Ross, he'll say, I'm a father. If you ask Vivi, she'll say, I'm a grandpa. Although she calls me Bob, which kind of have to like that. If you ask Gene and Glenn Starbuck, my in-laws, they'll say, I'm their favorite son-in-law. And Larry, if you ever talk to Ronnie, you can tell him I said so. If I ask my church, you'll say, I'm your pastor. To some, I'm a friend, a neighbor, a classmate, a teammate. Some would say I was an employee or a coworker. There might be a few that would say that I'm a no-good, dirty, rotten scoundrel, slime-sucking pig. I sure thought I took that out. I didn't really mean to share that. But if you ask God who I am, if you ask God the Father who I am, he'll say, I am his child. I am his son. If you ask Jesus Christ the Son who I am, he'll say, I am his brother. And if you ask the Holy Spirit even, God the Holy Spirit who I am, he'll say, I am the temple that he lives in. Nice temple. So likewise, you could all come up with a list yourselves, could you not? If you wanted to make a list of who people say you are. It's that question from Jesus, who do people say I am, that I'm going to focus on from today's scripture, which is in Mark, and it's chapter 8, as we again continue verse by verse through the book of Mark. It's Mark chapter 8, starting with verse 27, that we're going to find this question from Jesus. Jesus and his disciples left Galilee and went up to the villages near Caesarea Philippi. As they were walking along, he asked them, here's the question, who do people say I am? You've been listening. We've been from town to town. Who do people say I am? So they replied, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. And then there's some that just say you're one of the other prophets. And maybe a moment or two passed, and Jesus had another question to ask. And that was to his disciples that were with him. No matter what other people said who Jesus was, he looked at them and said, so who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Peter, as we, if we know anything about Peter, he was probably the one that's the loudest and the one that's most vocal and ready to respond at a second's notice. But maybe he was speaking for the whole group when he replied this. He said, you are the Messiah. That's who you are to me. And we know that the Messiah was that promised deliverer of the Jewish nation that was prophesied in the Hebrew Bible. Then the last verse for today says, but Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. Kind of an odd thing to say, even though the disciples had recognized that he was the Messiah. Maybe it wasn't time yet. Maybe Jesus' time was to spend more teaching with the disciples before we start spreading the word about him being the Messiah, from the disciples at least. So anyhow, let's us ask that question today of who do people say Jesus is? And I want to start with a global response, looking around the world. So I've got just a few examples as to who people around the world say Jesus is. But it depends on who you ask. If you ask Muslims who Jesus is, well, in Islam, Jesus is considered to be a messenger of God, Allah, and the Messiah who was sent to guide the descendants of Israel with a new scripture, the gospel. The Quran mentions Jesus by name 25 times more than Muhammad, and it emphasizes that Jesus was a mortal human who, like all other prophets, had been divinely chosen to spread God's message. How about if you ask a Jew who Jesus is? Well, Judaism rejects the idea of Jesus being God, or a person of the Trinity, or a mediator to God. Judaism also holds that Jesus is not the Messiah, arguing that he had not fulfilled the messianic prophecies, nor embodied the personal qualifications of the Messiah. According to Jewish tradition, there were no more prophets after Malachi who lived some 400 years before Jesus. How about we're searching around the world, asking the question, who do people say Jesus is? What if you ask the Buddhists who Jesus is? They take no particular view as to who Jesus is. Here's one. Have you ever heard of a religion called Scientology? Anybody ever heard of Scientology? I see a few heads nodding. Well, I'm going to read what I got off the internet. One sentence. In Scientology, Jesus is classified as below the level of operating thetan, but as a shade above the Scientology state of clear. Whatever that means. Yeah. Whatever that means. Now, Scientology is not just some podunk couple people over here in a corner with a religion. Some of the famous people that we would recognize their names are part of this religion. Names like Tom Cruise, John Travolta, and we could name several others. In fact, I was talking to someone not too long ago that said in Florida, particularly in the Tampa area, that is a huge following of folks that believe and follow Scientology. Okay, how about if we ask the Hindus who Jesus is? Many Hindu religious and political leaders, such as Gandhi, looked at Christ not in a historical context, but as an incarnation of divine origin. Hindus often worship many gods and goddesses, and some are eager to include Jesus on the list. He's just another god on the shelf of many. So who Jesus is may depend on a particular religious view around the world. But now let's get closer to home. Let's look at America. Who do Americans say Jesus is? And I've got some statistics. So I know sometimes statistics can be boring, but it paints a picture that helps answer this question. According to Barna, which is a faith-based research firm, the vast majority of Americans still maintain that Jesus was a historical figure. But people are much less confident in the divinity of Jesus. In other words, that he was God, is God. Most adults believe that Jesus was God, but about one quarter say that he was only a religious spiritual leader like Muhammad and Buddha. Americans are conflicted on whether Jesus committed sins during his earthly life. About half of Americans agree that while he lived on this earth, Jesus Christ was human and committed sins like other people. Half. Among adults who have made a personal commitment to Jesus, Most believe that Jesus is the way to heaven. When given several beliefs about the afterlife to choose from, nearly two-thirds of those who have made a personal commitment to Jesus say they believe that after they die, they will go to heaven because they confessed their sins and accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. Only 2% of adults who report a personal commitment to Jesus say they will go to heaven. And about 15% admit they don't know what will happen after they die. Overall, roughly 2 out of 5 Americans, 2 out of 5 Americans have confessed their sinfulness and professed faith in Christ. In other words, Barna classifies them as the born-again Christians. Only 2 out of 5. Millennials are less likely to believe that Jesus is the path to heaven than other generations. Among millennials who have made a personal commitment to Jesus, only 56% say they believe they will go to heaven because they've confessed their sins and accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. Many adults, however, believe that they will go to heaven as a result of their good works. Apparently, a lot of Americans have not read the Bible. Or maybe someone's not teaching the true word from the pulpit and around the world as well. So Americans and other world religions have different answers as to who Jesus is. But we have the greatest resource to be able to answer this question, the greatest resource, and it's the Bible. So that's where I'm going to spend the next few minutes, is as we look at the question, who is Jesus? We're going to find out a dozen answers in the Bible. Now, there are many dozens, but I've just picked 12. And what I'm going to do, and Ron, you don't have these scriptures, and so if you want to listen to this again on Facebook or go to the website we have, remember that's PastorBobLines.com. You can get the audio of these sermons if you don't have a Facebook account. And they're posted a little time after each week's service. So I'm going to go through these fairly quickly, but I will give you the Bible resource, the address, so to speak. What does the Bible say about who Jesus is? Well, first of all, the Bible says he's the Almighty One. Revelation 1:8. Who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. The Alpha and Omega. Again, in Revelation 22:13, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. The bread of life, John 6:35. Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. The Bible says Jesus is the beloved Son of God. Matthew 3:17, and behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. The Good Shepherd, John 10:11. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The Bible says Jesus is Emmanuel. We cover this every time at Christmas for sure. Isaiah 7:14, she will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Judge. Acts 10:42, he, Jesus, he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. The Bible says Jesus is the light of the world. John 8:12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Bible says Jesus is mediator. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Just like Peter said, Messiah. John 1:41, we have found the Messiah, that is the Christ. The door, John 10:9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. And the last one I have, and there could be many more to share. The Bible says Jesus is Savior. Luke 2:11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. The Bible says this and so much more. But as I conclude, there's a more important consideration of Jesus' question that's directed to you and to me. There's a more important consideration of Jesus' question, and the question is, who do you say Jesus is? Who do the people that do listen on Facebook each week, who do they say Jesus is? Who do the people that might listen on the internet say who Jesus is? How about the people that aren't in any church, not listening to any sermon each week? Who do they say Jesus is? Because this is a question that we all have to answer during our lifetime. And many of you have already answered the question. You would say, most of you, maybe all of you, that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Maybe some have never thought about the question, though, let alone how you would answer it. And my hope is that you will accept the gospel message that we share every week in some way, shape, or form. And here's the gospel message. Admit that you have sinned, because we have all sinned. And then believe that Jesus Christ died to pay the penalty for your sin, which he did. And lastly, confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, which most of you, if not all of you, have. So again, a lot of people believe in God the Father, but the Bible is very clear that the only way to the Father is through Jesus. There's only one way, and that is Jesus. In fact, Jesus himself said this. So don't take it from me. Let's take it directly from the Bible, recorded directly from Jesus' lips. He said this: I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Amen. What song do we have to conclude with today?
We're going to go to the chorus book, number 73. And we're going to sing He is Lord. I know that's different, Ron, than what you
Okay. Remember Course 70. Book. What's the number again? 23?
Number 73.
Oh, 73.
Sorry.
Number 73 in the course book. He is Lord. Many of you are going to know this by heart. He is Lord. Risen.
He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
If you guys would just play it through real softly one more time, and we're not going to sing, so go ahead and you can start playing. I want you to just bow your heads and as if Jesus is standing right in front of you and he's asking this question: who do you say I am? And go ahead and give him your answer. hope, like the song said, that you could say Jesus Christ is Lord. Now go and be blessed and be a blessing.
He's alive.
He is alive, is he not? Yes.